From Stamford to Stratford, from Westport to Wilton, Fairfield County listens to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. One of the Republican leaders in the state joins us now, Themis Claridis. Until very recently, until just a month or two ago, she was the reigning leader in the minority of the minority Republican House, and she decided not to run again for re-election, but she's made no secret of her possible ambitions to run for governor. She has made news this week for being critical of President Trump in the wake of what happened on Wednesday and even before. We welcome back to the show Themis Claridis. Hi, Themis. Welcome to the show. Themis, are you there? I can't hear you. You there?
I am here. I'm here. Happy New Year, Lisa.
Happy New Year to you and happy newlyweddom. How's the newlywed life going?
It's good. It's good.
Good.
I don't feel that much different, so.
Well, that's good. Love is love. So, Themis, you have been singled out, frankly, as one of the few Republicans in Connecticut who have occupied a leadership role to have been critical of Donald Trump. Can you tell us what you're saying about his behavior?
No matter what party we belong to, we are Americans first. And I think that right now, the election results, the president was not happy with those, and he had every right under the Constitution to challenge them. And I believe that. And he did challenge them over 60 times. And those 60 times, every single time, he was denied what he was asking for. And a lot of those judges and courts were Republican judges and courts. So, people that say he should have just accepted it and moved on, he had his right and he exercised that right. And at this point in time, it's time for us as Americans to move forward with a peaceful transition, because we want to make sure that these people all over the world that are now looking at us and laughing at us and making all these comments, we have to go forward as Americans, not as Republicans or Democrats. So I think that his behavior, you know, since he has had that opportunity to appeal, and he has gotten nowhere with those appeals, is to move forward. I think anybody who saw what happened last Wednesday was disgusted and saddened as Americans, and just upset about it. It was wrong, and I mean that is a shot at our democracy and who we are as a people, and should never be tolerated.
Now, I would say that there are people that are separating that last message, Themis. We're chatting with Themis Claridis, 203-333-9422, from being willing to blame Donald Trump for that. There are plenty of people lining up to say that Donald Trump has to be responsible because it was his march to arms, so to speak, in real life, that got these people into such a fever that they really thought they were getting a message from their commander-in-chief to storm the barricades. And then there are others who say, no, those people are criminal. I stood at the same rally. I was peaceful. I didn't do anything bad. And I'm being lumped in with them, and our president is being blamed for them, and that's not right, and he shouldn't be blamed for them. So what do you think?
I think both people are right, and here's why. There were certainly many people who went there that day who were peaceful and just expressing their feeling about the election, which is their right to do. And the moment we tell people that's not their right should be the moment we cease being a democracy, right? But unfortunately, and I'm going to analogize this to these, you know, rock star professional athletes. In my opinion, when you are a professional athlete that gets a ton of attention, you are also a role model. You're a role model to kids. You're a role model to people. And if you don't believe that that's part of your obligation, then I think that is a failure of character for a lot of those athletes. As president, you can take it 10 times further. He is the president of the most powerful country in the world. So every word you say, even if you don't intend for violence to occur, even if you don't intend for damage to occur. Every word you say, people are going to take seriously. Now, those people who did what they did, that responsibility is theirs. They are adults who did what they did, and it is their responsibility. But a president who is going out every day after, again, availing himself of his constitutional right to appeal, which he did, again, over 60 times, and not one of them was held valid. And yet day after day comes out, we're not going to accept this, we've been robbed, you know, all the words we heard. He wants to say that that's one thing, but there are people that are following him literally. And even when he saw it, even on Wednesday, Lisa, after all this happened, when he came out finally late afternoon and made that statement, that, you know, whatever, I'm paraphrasing, but we have to be peace, we have to end this. But at the very end, it said, but I love you all and thank you. I mean, that's a mixed message, right? That's a mixed message. So then you add to that the 4 years of what's gone on. Now, I think we can agree, you and I can agree, that the economic policy in our economy before COVID was going very well, okay? And you can you certainly give the credit to that person in charge or the blame to that person in charge. But unfortunately, the incessant tweets, the name-calling of people, the talking down to different groups and people, you know, in different categories in this world, that builds up. And so that ability to name-call and talk down to people and condescend and lack of respect has built up in 4 years. And so this man who had his opportunity under the Constitution to sue and appeal 60 times, yet he still wasn't happy. So whether I agree with the results
because
or not,
he's incapable.
He has the right to do it. Right. He has the right. But after that, enough. At some point, we have to say we are Americans first, and we have to have a peaceful transition after he took the right that he was owed to appeal those cases. Because otherwise, this country falls, right? Mm-hmm. And what we believe in falls, and democracy falls, and how people look at us is not the same. We have to be concerned about that. It's who we are.
We do. I agree. You know, I'm thinking about that because, you know, there's a side to Americans that really never cares about what other people think of us. But you have to look at it. It's not about what they think of us. It's about the fact that America as, and we use this word a lot, as a beacon. But what is a beacon, right? It's a light on a hill that you know, is an alert system, right? It's a beacon. It's what people look to know stuff, and it's what people to look to. And the world, since the end of World War II, a lot of the world does not live under democracy. It lives under terrible totalitarian authorities and terrible invasions of human rights abuses. And at least they've been able to say, well, you know, there's America. We can at least look to America. It's very demoralizing and discouraging for so many people around the world to see what's happening in America right now. We have a human being, a man, Donald Trump, who refuses to acknowledge that he really lost. I mean, that's what it's about. It's a personality disorder. The man never ran for office before, and so he never was a loser. And in his whole life, he used to sit at the feet of, what's his name, Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking, every Sunday in church. And the power of positive thinking was whatever negative message you receive, you can turn into a positive. That served him as an individual extremely well in his life. Extremely well, Themis. I mean, he had reverses in business. He had reverses in his personal life. He had two failed marriages. He had all kind of lawsuits and everything else. But he said to himself, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I don't think he can cope. I mean this truly, psychologically and emotionally, with having a loser label slapped on him. I don't think he can cope with it. And I think we are seeing that literally play out in real life.
You know, I agree with you, Lisa. And, you know, this whole how other people look at us, this is a subjective and objective standard, right? If we believe we're doing what's best for this country and people don't like it from look at us, that's one thing. But this was a barraging of the United States Capitol building, of the center of our democracy and our government. You know, this is name calling of people. And we all listen. I am a very, you know, passionate kind of loudmouth at times Greek girl. And I certainly, you know, opened my mouth on many occasions. But making fun of people and mocking who they are or their disabilities or their, you know, sexual orientation, this didn't happen overnight. And that's where the problem is here. The problem is this didn't happen overnight. And I think you're right. I think all of this has served him well in private business, and God bless, right? Because that is not affecting who we are. But when you run for office, we all know you have to shift. You can't say what you want, how you want, when you want, and with no concern for what other people think. Right. It's just a different different job. It's a different job. So we have to have a different approach to it. It just is.
So what do you think the role is? I'm really curious. So Ronna McDaniel was reelected by basically acclamation last Friday in what some people who observed this described as whistling past the graveyard, the Republican Party in its own cocoon of pro-Trumpdom, just going on and assuming that they're going to be able to carry all of the pro-Trump voters through the next election cycle. And so they elected pro-Trump people to lead the RNC. Now, these same people, Themis, have made no secret of the fact, they've literally said it in writing, that they are going to primary anybody who chooses to try and run as a Republican who was anti-Trump. You know, as a Republican, as a card-carrying Republican, you know, what do you make of that? What do you think about what just happened on Friday?
Well, I've been a Republican all my life, and I am very proud of that. But that doesn't mean that I agree with every single thing every single Republican has ever said. You know, I've made a career for 22 years of speaking my mind and speaking my conscience and representing my district and my state. And that means that at times I don't agree with fellow Republicans. You know, that means at times we sit down and say, this isn't going to work. You know, why do you think what you think? this notion that if you didn't support Trump, and I will tell you this, for 4 years, and you and I have talked about this before, for 4 years, a lot of people, you know, I heard your previous caller, he said, I'll always support the president's office. And that is what I said before, whether it was Obama or Clinton or George Bush or, you know, whoever it was, I respect the office of the president. That doesn't mean I agree with everything. And that doesn't mean I'm going to sit there and say, I like what you've done, or it's okay what you've done. I've spoken against Trump. I've spoken for Trump. I spoke against, you know, our previous presidents. I've spoken for them. I do respect the office of the president, but when I think that the person in that office is being disrespectful to the people of this country, I can't support it. And I think the Republican National Committee, and there are a lot of very good people on that committee, but the people that you're talking about, I think that they're going to be in for a huge reckoning, because all these people in the Trump administration who are now resigning, all the congressmen and senators who have now said, you know, I can't support this. The senators that didn't support fighting the Electoral College, fighting the results on Wednesday, right? Or Tuesday, whatever day it was. Those people weren't like that throughout the 4 years. And now people feel liberated and they feel they have to do what's right. So I think that group in the RNC that says they're going to primary any anti-Trump person, I think they're going to have a lot of primarying to do. Because there's going to be a lot of those people.
So you don't think that they're going to intimidate people into supporting Donald Jr. and Eric and Ivanka?
I would hope not. I think there's always people that can be intimidated, but I think just by what we've seen in the past week with the congressmen and the senators, Republicans who, for example, wouldn't support the president fighting the election results on Wednesday, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of those people hadn't spoken up before. Right? They hadn't spoken up before. And they spoke up then. The people that are resigning, those people never said a word before. And now they're leaving. And they're leaving 12 days before. They could just wait it out, right? But they want to make a point. And I think that point is going to be made by more and more people. So, yes, there will always be a faction of the Republican National Committee, the Democrat National Committee, right? There's the Bernie faction in the Democrat National Committee. You know, there's always factions on both sides of the aisle. There's always factions in our caucuses on the state level, you know, national level. But I think that You know, we can say, thank you for running. You did what you believed is right. We think it didn't, hasn't helped the country in the way it was, and we have to move on from here. And people have to take a stand.
Well, Themis, I think with the reelection of Ronna McDaniel, there's going to be it's going to be a very real fight to see where the money, if there's any money going to the RNC. That'll be an interesting conversation too.
I've heard of a lot of people that will not donate to people that have supported Republicans. You know, Republican businesses that have not supported. I mean, you saw the Manufacturers Association.
Yes,
and manufacturers are always Republican. I mean, not always. Said that they couldn't support any of this, and if anybody did, they couldn't support them. You know, these are big moves by people, public statements, public moves. And I think you're seeing more and more of that every day. And I think the RNC is going to have to, again, I know a lot of the people on, I think a lot of them are good people. But you're going to have that faction, that Trump faction. There's no question about it. But I think that the Trumps are going to see less and less people following them if they're trying to bully them and intimidate them as every day goes on.
I hope you're Claritas on the Lisa Wexler Show. Good luck with whatever your political career has in store. We expect you to keep in touch with the program.
Always, always.
You're
one of the good ones, Lisa. Thank you.
So are you, Themis. Thanks. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.